Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. We're not sure if you can hear us, but if you can, praise God. We're having a little technical difficulty this afternoon, but God is still good all the time. Amen, amen. The scripture I open up with is Proverbs 3. In the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just praying right now, Father God, that the word will go forth, Father God. Lord, we're praying for all those who ask us to keep them in prayer, those that are thin, those that are praying by internet, Father God, and listening by internet. We give you thanks for each and every one. Just that you will bless our pastor right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We bind up anything and everything to try to hinder the word of God, and bind up any and everything to try to come up against our pastor. Lord, bless him right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, we're praying for each and every one and praying for those that are sick and shut in. Your word says, by your stripes we're healed. Praying for those that are going through and those who are bereaved, that in your word you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us to trust in you for our lesson. You do have the final authority, and we give you thanks. We praise your name, Father God. Lord, have your way right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let this word go forth, let our pastor be able to, we be able to hear him as he teaches the word. And we thank you, Lord, for all things. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You hear me, Pastor?
Praise God. I can hear you now, Pastor.
Okay, praise God. I don't know if I was coming through earlier or not, but.
No.
What's that?
I couldn't hear. I couldn't hear anything earlier.
Okay, we'll do it. Well, at least we're straight now. Okay. All right. Well,
amen.
Good afternoon, everyone, again. I don't know if y'all heard me a moment ago or not. But anyway, good afternoon. And thank you so much, Pastor, for praying and picking up. And like she said, we're talking about the Word of God being the final authority. And we want to go to the fact that God give us the authority. People can't say because you don't belong to this church, belong to that church, you don't have the right to use the name of Christ. Now, I know some of y'all may not know this, but there's people out there saying who's right, who's wrong. The Word of God has to be the final authority for whatever, even with using the name of Jesus. When I think about Mark, 16, 15 through 20, we'll go there. I want y'all to be real with this. You know, in Mark 16, because see, people, they quick to tell you what you can do and what you can't do. But in Mark 16, let me see, I think I read to the 20th verse, from the 15th to the 20th verse. It says this, and he said unto them, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Then he said, go into the world, go everywhere, and announce the message of God's good news to one and all. Whoever believes and is baptized is saved. Whoever refuses to believe is damned. These are some of the signs that will accompany believers. They will throw out demons in my name. They will speak in new tongues. They will take snakes in their hands. They will drink poison and not be hurt. They will lay hands on the sick and make them well. Then the Master Jesus, after briefing them, was taken up to heaven, and he sat down beside God in the place of honor. And the disciples went everywhere, preaching the Master, working right with them, validating the message with the indisputable evidence. Let's see, 9-20, the portion in brackets is contained only in later manuscripts. Amen. Huh? Yeah. That was just a footnote at the bottom. Sorry, Pastor.
Oh.
Woo, I thought it was part of my...
Okay.
I thought it was
my
part.
I'm getting ready to go to the message tonight. Okay. So listen, brothers and sisters. The authority, and this really is the reality of the authority, that the Word of God has the final say, okay? Final authority is in the Word of God.
Yeah. Amen.
And Jesus said, go. That's the final authority. You don't have to have a degree. Please hear me, dear heart. You don't have, nowhere does it say you need to have a degree. It doesn't even say you have to finish kindergarten. It doesn't even say you have to go to school.
Amen.
But people put all these demands. Well, our pastor, he got to do this and he got to do that. And if a man doesn't have a degree, he can't preach. People fill up the world with all this foolishness. The Word of God has to be the final authority. And what did Jesus say? He said, go. Ye therefore, I'm going to ask Pastor to find, there's a lot of scriptures here, but find Acts 3 and 6. These are some things I'm going to talk about for a minute. Acts 3 and 6, and we'll read also Acts 3 and 16 too. But I want you to see, when Jesus said, and he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You just don't have to preach to your kind. You don't have to just preach to Baptist or Methodist or Presbyterian or whoever you are, because that wasn't required. The requirement is to go and preach to every creature. So I don't care who you are, you need to hear this good news. Don't care where you came from, you need to hear this good news. This good news here. It's good news when you can tell somebody, hey, if you believe and you get baptized, you shall be saved. But now listen, if you don't, you shall be damned. I know people don't want to hear that, but it's the truth, brothers and sisters. The word of God has to be the final authority.
Yeah.
And he said, these signs will follow you that believe. And he went on to explain, even if you drink something deadly, it won't hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, he said, the final authority is you can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Yeah.
But in Acts, because this is important, because when Peter used the name of Jesus, he realized that was the final authority. Jesus is telling us right now to use his name, giving us permission. Doesn't matter where you came from, who you are, you have permission. Can I say that one more time? You have permission to use the name of Jesus. Doesn't matter if you went to this school or that school or this university or that university. Now, none of that stuff is a prerequisite for going out preaching the gospel.
Amen.
And I still debate. If you're not having, I'll still debate. But show me in the word of God where he wants you to do this. And don't tell me about this person's education. Show me where in the word of God he says, oh, you need to have this degree, that degree to preach the gospel. It ain't in there.
Amen.
That's all I'm
saying.
Okay, Pastor, you want to read that from the book of Acts?
Yes, Pastor. Acts 3 and verse 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Amen. And verse 16.
Go ahead.
Verse 16. Okay. And his name through faith is his name, has made this man strong, whom he see and know. Excuse me. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him the perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Amen.
He's telling us, brothers and sisters, if you're here with the Spirit, he's telling us that we have the right to use the name of Jesus.
Yes.
He said that. He said, I don't have any gold, I don't have any silver, I ain't got none of that stuff. But here's something I do have the authority to use the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And in his name, get your bed, get up and walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you're telling me. In his name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Proverbs 18 and 10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteousness runneth into it and for safety. Authority in the name of Jesus. And the word of God has the final authority, brothers and sisters. So when he says it, that's what it's going to be. It's about putting the word of God first. It's about meditating on the word of God, because you need to see there making the word of God become your final decision. These are some things I want to talk about. Making the decision to live the love way because of the word of God. That's when you began to see the Word of God work. When you have made the Word of God the final authority, having faith in it, having faith in His name, you get a chance. Read, let's see, first, Acts 3. Read from 1st through the 16th for those that are following here. Get a chance to read that. It's an interesting read because God wants you to know where the authority is at, brothers and sisters. The authority of His name, first of all, His name is holy. And then Peter used that name too. You'll see over there in Acts 3, he used the name because that's where the final authority was. Power was in His name. So today we have the right to use the name of Jesus. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter if you're educated or not educated. Doesn't matter if you're in a church or not in a church. Doesn't matter if you belong to an organization or not. You have the right to use the name of Jesus. And don't let people talk you out of that. And please don't let the enemy talk you out of it. You know what the enemy will tell you in a situation? He'll say, well, first of all, you're not righteous enough. That's what he's going to say. Tell you. Then second, he's going to try to get you to disbelieve in the name of the Lord. And that's the power. Jesus says, in my name now, you go and cast out devils. In my name.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the attitude you got to have. You got to know the final authority is in the Word of God. Listen, dear heart, when I'm talking about authority, okay, and I want y'all to hear this and hear what your spirit means, I'm talking about power, power to change, power to have influence in the situation. It's just like when you use His name, it's like you're commanding. That's where the power is at. You just like a judge. You know, a judge don't have power. That power is in that gavel. That's where the power is at.
All right.
So you granted freedom. It's because you have the authority in the name of Jesus. That's what I want you to see. That's what I want you to get to. See, you respect people because the authority that had been placed in them. But the final authority comes with the Word of God. That's all I'm trying to tell you. I know where the right is. I know where righteousness is at. I know what love is at. Let me tell you what. Faith in the name of Jesus has it been the final authority. That's how you began to gain and began to develop. Yeah. You get developed by using the name of Jesus. You walking in your right. It's your right. How I know that? The Word of God have declared that and decreed that. See, let me tell you what. The body of Christ has been given authority to use His name. And I'm going to show you that. In Ephesians 3:15, because one of my said, well, you know, you didn't show the scripture. Well, let's look at Ephesians 3:15, if you will, Pastor. And this is for everybody. Say no for no, because I'm a pastor or apostle. No, this is for whosoever will. This is yours. It's yours, man. Don't get cheated out of it. Well, you know, the pastor said, no, let's say what the Word of God say. Who cares what the pastor said? We want to know what the Word of God say. Now, if he's in agreement with the Word of God, that's fine. There's no division. Mm-hmm. But make sure you know the Word of God has the final authority, not because I said it or this pastor or that preacher. No, the Word of God is talking to you. That's where the final authority is at. But he gave us that. Read that for me, Pastor, in Ephesians 3 and 15.
All right. Thank you. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Amen.
Let's see, the body of Christ been given the authority to use his name. That's why Colossians 3:17. Now you know what Colossians 3:16 says. But have you really looked at 17? Well, we'll look at 16 and 17. Because I want you to see this. So as you find that, let me say one other thing on Ephesians 3 while I leave here and go to the next 15, brothers and sisters. It's actually saying this. The creator of everything that's in heaven and in earth is Jesus Christ. The power in place. And there's no division, but there is an order. There's something that God put in place because man needed a God, so he became God. Man needed a father, he became father. Man needed a creator, so he became the creator. Then man needed a savior, then he became Christ. Mm. See, every time man have a need, God met it. We need a guider, someone to guide us. So God allowed the Holy Spirit, Jesus. Now look here, y'all just stay here. So you be endued with power on high. Then I'm gonna send you a comforter. And what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna send you this comforter. Because what man needed, he needed somebody to guide him and direct him. So God has been there for all of our needs, and that authority is in the Word of God. So when you read Colossians 3:17. Read that for me, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen.
He gave us that power to use his name. Whatever you're doing now, do it in the name of Jesus. God gave you that authority. You ain't got to wait. You ain't got to wait on somebody. And there's churches where you got to wait till I tell you to do this. You got to wait till the board vote on it. You got to wait till the deacons appoint you. No, you ain't got to wait on none of that. You read it in the Word of God. That becomes the final authority. So when he says, go ye therefore, you said, thank you, Lord. I'm going.
Yes, yes. Amen.
That's the way that works. Well, thank you all for hanging in there with me today, praying with me, being in agreement with me, as I am going back to the doctor today, and I know that I'm going to get a good report. It ain't no ifs and buts about it. I'm going to decree it and declare it in the name of Jesus. Ask y'all to agree with me. Anybody have any thing they like to share before we leave?
Amen. The scripture that you had read, I think it was 18, in Proverbs 18 and verse 10 from the Message Bible, it says, God's name is a place of protection. Good people can run there and be safe. Amen. So that's the authority there. God's name is a place of protection. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much, Pastor. Anyone else? If not, see you all tomorrow, Thankful Thursday, for the Word of God.
Amen. God bless.